Between high gas prices and long cold winters, New Englanders face some of the highest fuel bills in the country, and they're really feeling the pinch of increasing prices. Steve Zind of Vermont Public Radio spent some time with one family that's trying to find ways to cut back.
Like most of us, Donna Poulin keeps a close eye on gas prices as she drives past the handful of convenience stores that dot the small town of Randolph, Vermont. Poulin fills up where she can save a few cents a gallon.
Aaron, I hope that's still $2.88. I didn't want to stop last night. We were just coming home.
In the summer, Poulin spends a lot of time shuttling her two young boys around in an SUV that gets about 20 miles to the gallon. These days, she waits for the kids for the hour they're at swimming lessons or soccer practice instead of driving home. It saves a little bit of gas.
I said I want some too.
Poulin and her husband Cal's house is on a quiet dirt road a few miles from town. Cal's big pickup truck gets even fewer miles to the gallon than his wife's SUV. He owns a sheetrocking business. Last winter, Poulin realized he only needed the truck when he was carrying tools and materials to and from the job. The rest of the time, he was going to work in an empty pickup. Gas was costing him up to $500 a month. So Poulin spent $1,000 on a little Chevy Cavalier.
When I first got it, I just faithfully drove it just to see. And my bill at the end of the month was like $213, $220, from $350 to $500 a month on gas. And from January to, I think it was sometime early July, I figured I'd already saved the $1,000 that I spent on the car.
Donna Poulin plans to replace her SUV with another vehicle, and fuel economy will be a big factor in what she decides to buy.
Probably not going to get another six-cylinder, because it'll be a little cheaper if I get a four-cylinder.
Fuel prices are also changing the family's shopping habits. Like many people in the area, the Poulins frequently drove about 35 miles to shop across the border in New Hampshire, where there's no sales tax. The higher cost of gasoline is offsetting the savings.
Now you have to consider the $10 or $12 trip down and back in gas.
Now the Poulins are shopping closer to home. The family's other major fuel expense is heating the house during Vermont's long, cold winters. They're on a budget plan with their fuel oil dealer, so they pay a certain amount every month. These days, the monthly bill is nearly triple what they budgeted for when they bought the house.
How long have we been here? 5 years? And it was $70 when we first moved in. Now it's $200 a month.
Donna Poulin says the couple is thinking of investing in a wood stove to help reduce their heating bill. Up to now, the Poulins haven't kept a monthly budget to track what they're spending. Donna Poulin says she may start, even though Cal winces at the idea of seeing in black and white what the family spends on fuel each month.
You know, it's almost that number you don't want to hear. That would be a scary number, I think.
For NPR News, I'm Steve Zinn in Montpelier, Vermont.